At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
This is VSiN Daily Morning Bets. Here is your host, Josh Applebaum.
Hello and welcome to VSiN Daily Morning Bets, a quick 15-minute podcast highlighting the top games and biggest line moves that bettors need to know about each day. Today is Wednesday, January 18th.
Game of the night.
For the game of the night, we're going to look toward a Big 12 showdown tonight at 7 p.m. between TCU and West Virginia in college basketball. Currently, this game is listed as West Virginia, a short 2-point home favorite, with a total of 148.5. Now, going into this matchup, TCU is 14-3. They're ranked number 14 in the country. TCU just snapped a 2-game losing skid with an 82-68 win over Kansas State, covering as a 4-point home favorite. Meanwhile, West Virginia, 10-7. They're unranked. They've struggled a bit here. They've lost 5 straight games. They just fell to Oklahoma 77-76, but they did cover that game as a 3.5-point road dog. Now, what's interesting here, did you pick up on who's favored on this one? West Virginia is favored at home, -2. Right off the bat, that's kind of a fishy number here. Why is West Virginia, who's 10-7 and unranked and has lost 5 straight, favored over TCU, who's 14-3 and ranked number 14? So put it to you this way. Why is an unranked team favored over a ranked team here? So right off the bat, kind of tells me a fishy line in favor of West Virginia. You also have some line movement in favor of West Virginia. You actually have the Mountaineers here opening as a 1.5-point home favorite, and they've ticked up now to -2, and that's notable. You know, all line moves are notable because they're driven by respected bettors who are getting down and forcing the books to adjust their number. But the important thing here with this line move is that it's a really sharp reverse line move. Actually, TCU is the big public play. Public is saying, odds makers, you guys are crazy. You're giving us points here with the 14th ranked team against an unranked team at home who's lost 5 straight. Boom, run to the window, take TCU as a trendy dog. They're getting 66% of bets. TCU, but the line's moving to West Virginia. So even though West Virginia is only getting a third of bets, you're seeing that line move in their favor. So for TCU, that would be one of those looks too good to be true, looks fishy. Typically, there's a reason for it. So West Virginia looks pretty sharp here as an unranked favorite versus a ranked opponent. West Virginia is only getting 33% of bets, but 47% of the money. So a pretty good low bets, higher dollar bet split. Ken Pom, the number one analytics guy around. If you're betting college hoops, you got to have access to the Ken Pom analytics here. They're great to apply to your handicap. I like it when the Ken Pom kind of stats and predictions line up with what the market is doing. So you can kind of have the best of both worlds. But he has West Virginia winning this game by 4 points. And you would think, based on the rankings, that TCU is the far better team, but who's ranked number 14 and West Virginia is unranked. But Ken Pom, who does his rankings a little differently, he actually has West Virginia ranked number 24 and TCU number 27. So he actually has West Virginia ranked higher here, which is very interesting. West Virginia also has a kind of a buy low bad ATS, 8-9, versus a sell high good ATS team and TCU, 10-6-1. So the public, obviously, they lean a lot into these rankings and just, hey, give me the higher ranked team or the better ranked team. But also, TCU has covered numbers. West Virginia has not. But again, as a contrarian bettor, I want to buy low on the team that doesn't cover because they're undervalued versus the team that covers a lot who's overvalued. Also, the Mountaineers are 7-2 at home this year. They've been pretty good at home. So I'd look to back West Virginia here. It's a fishy, unranked home favorites ranked opponent. Really good bet split. Good sharp reverse line move. Ken Pom edge. I'd be looking to bet West Virginia here on the money line. Shop around. You can get them around -125. And again, I go money line in these spots. I'll give you a perfect example. I moneyline Wisconsin yesterday. That was one of Josh's sweats. They end up winning by 3. The line was -3.5. So if you laid the 3.5, you lose. You go moneyline, pay a little more juice. You won your bet on Wisconsin there. But to me, this is a pretty sharp fade the trendy dog line in favor of West Virginia. And then also keep an eye on the total. We did see this line tick up a little bit. It opened at 147. It's up to 148.5. And these are both two over teams this year. TCU is 11-6 to the over, including 2-0 to the over on the road. And West Virginia is 12-5 to the over, including 6-3 to the over at home. So a little bit of over money. And it looks like some sharp reverse line movement here on a faded trendy dog spot in favor of Bob Huggins and West Virginia. So if you're looking to bet this one, I'd say take me home, Country Roads.
Best of the rest.
For the best of the rest, we're going to stick in college basketball. And now go to a 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time game on Fox Sports 1 in the Big East between UConn and Seton Hall. Currently, UConn is listed as a 5-point road favorite with a total of 135.5. Now, going into this matchup, UConn is 15-4. They're ranked number 15 in the country, but they've struggled a bit. They started great. They were 14-0 in their first 14 games, but the Huskies are just 1-4 their last five. They just lost to St. John's. They're a 14.5-point favorite. They lost straight up 85-74. Meanwhile, Seton Hall, 11-8, unranked, but they have won three straight, so they're playing pretty good here recently. They just beat DePaul 71-67. They pushed as a 4-point road favorite in that one. Now, what we're seeing here is some sharp line freeze or even reverse line movement toward Seton Hall. UConn is a big public play. Again, 15th ranked. Seton Hall, only 11-8, unranked. So the public's all over UConn at -5. They're getting 74% of bets, but it's a line freeze because it's opened Connecticut -5 and hasn't moved off the 5. So if Connecticut is the big public play here getting 74%, shouldn't UConn be up to -5.5, -6, -7? No, the line's staying exactly where it's at. Tells me the books are reluctant to raise this number in favor of UConn for fear of giving out a better number to contrarian Seton Hall backers. And you're actually seeing some books even fall now to 4.5. I'm seeing 5s out there. I'm seeing 4.5s out there. So at 5, it's a line freeze in favor of Seton Hall. Down to 4.5 at some shops, that's now a sharp reverse line move in favor of Seton Hall. KenPom has UConn winning this game by 4 points. So if you're getting a 5 or 4.5, a little bit of a KenPom edge there in favor of Seton Hall. Seton Hall has a lot of contrarian value. They're only getting, again, 26% of bets at home. They also have value as a conference dog, kind of like NFL divisional dogs. They bark louder in the division. Well, you look at dogs in college basketball, same thing college football, conference matchups, kind of that rivalry aspect. You get up for these big games, it benefits to take the team getting points. Also, unranked versus ranked, buy low opportunity on Seton Hall. UConn is just 2-3 on the road. Seton Hall is 7-2 at home. So I'd be looking to grab the +5 here with Seton Hall. Looks like a pretty sharp contrarian home dog here in a conference matchup. Also, might be a low-scoring game. Saw this total dip a bit. I saw totals as high as 138 as an opener, 136. You're down now to 135.5. I see a 135 out there. So this line's dropping, and that's notable because 74% of bets are on the over, yet the total's falling. So again, if public's on the over, why are the odds makers dropping this number to give out public over bettors an even better number to take the over? So that would be a sharp reverse line move to that under. It's only getting 26% bets, but 48% of the money. Seton Hall is 11-7 to the under this year, including 6-2 to the under at home. And one reason to lean under here, tempo. If you look at the tempo here from KenPom, basically your possessions per game, how fast do you get up and down the court, and how many possessions per game leading to more possessions, more scoring, better for an over, less possessions, less scoring, good for an under. So tempo, we have Seton Hall 66.8, UConn 68. Now those numbers may not mean much to you, but kind of the line of demarcation with tempo is 70. If you have more than 70 possessions a game, you're fast. If you're less than that, you're slow. So both around 66, 68 for possessions. That would be a couple slow teams here with UConn and Seton Hall. So a little bit of money to this under, but I really like Seton Hall here, getting points as a contrarian home dog in a conference matchup. Football season is the best time of year to become a VSiN Pro subscriber. Get access to hourly pro tips, best bets from VSiN experts, daily articles, power rankings, and expanded digital content and tools to help you become a better. Just go to VSiN.com/subscribe for more information.
Josh's Sweats.
For Josh's Sweats, we just talked some college hoops. Now let's go to the ice hockey arena. Let's get a couple bets out there for the Puckheads at VSiN. First bet for me, I'm going to go Boston Bruins. Give me the Bs here tonight. It's a 7:30 game. The Bruins are at the New York Islanders. Bruins, if you've been living under a rock, Bruins are trying to set the record for the greatest hockey season of all time here. So you better win the cup if you're a Bees fan like me. But they have a great record. They're 35-5-4. They're now facing the Islanders here, who on the season are, let me pull it up, 23-18-4. But it's not just, hey, better record, take Boston. Looking at these analytics line movement, I think there's a lot of value to back Boston. So I'm on the Bruins here at minus 175. This game opened minus 165 Boston. Now you're up to minus 175. Straight off the bat, you've had some respected money. Lay that money line in favor of Boston. If you look at a couple angles here for the Bees, if you're a road favorite of minus 175 or more, 61-25 this year, 71%. You also have a sweet spot big favorite. So if you're between a favorite between minus 175 and minus 225, you're 121-49, 72% here. So a couple matches on Boston. You also look at a road favorite off a win, 94-48, 66%, and a road fave sweet spot. That road favorite between minus 150 and minus 200, you're 53-25, 68%. So I have four really good system matches on the Bruins. Bees have won six of their last seven. Islanders have struggled. They've lost five of their last six. Boston is 28-6 as a favorite. You look at the Islanders, just 10-14 as a dog. Offensively, Boston has the edge. They're scoring almost four goals a game versus only three goals a game for New York. Also better defense, only giving up 2.2 goals a game versus 2.8. And then also special teams. So that's something I look at when I'm betting hockey. To me, when you're betting hockey, it's all about the line movement and the betting system matches. Really, you can throw away, you know, percentages and going contrarian. The percentages are real, but you don't have enough public betting on hockey to really make it worthwhile. There's no bet against the public value because there isn't enough public bias to go against. But line movement, driven by respected bettors, then betting systems, situational angles. That's really where I look when I'm betting hockey. But also, power play, penalty kill. You know, special teams. When you blow the whistle and someone's going to the box, how do both teams do? Either a man up or a man down. And the Bruins have a big edge here. They have a 28% conversion rate on the power play, just 18% for the Islanders. And they also have a better PK, penalty kill, 86% versus 83%. So I'm back in the Bees here. Give me the Boston Bruins. Got the Bees at minus 175. For my other Josh's sweat of the night, I'm gonna stick in the NHL. Give me another Puckhead play here. I'm going Dallas Stars. Give me the Dallas Stars on the money line at minus 165. Dallas Stars are on the road at the San Jose Sharks. Dallas Stars go into this with a 26-12-7 record versus San Jose, who's 13-23-9. But I like the line movement in this one. You had Dallas open as low as a minus 155 road favorite. Now you're up to minus 165, so line movement right off the bat in favor of Dallas. System matches here would be a favorite off a win versus an opponent who missed the playoffs last year. That's 59-26, 69%, 10% ROI. You also have a sweet spot road favorite. Mentioned this one with the Bruins, but between minus 150 and minus 200 as a road fave, those teams are 53-25, 68%. Road favorite off a win, 66%. And a road favor versus a non-playoff team, 64%. So quite a few matches here with Dallas, as well as the line move in favor of the Stars. Dallas is 20-10 as a favorite. They're 14-7-4 on the road. So great on the road, great as a favorite. San Jose, just 8-26 as a dog, just 4-12-7 at home. So they've been a bet against at home, a bet against as a dog. Offensively, 3.5 goals a game versus 3 in favor of Dallas. And defensively, only giving up 2.6 a game versus almost 4 goals a game for San Jose. And also, again, like the Bruins over the Islanders, much better penalty, much better power play here, I should say, for Dallas, 27% versus 20%. So I'm back in the Dallas Stars, minus 165, along with the Boston Bruins at minus 175. That about does it for today's VSiN Daily Morning Bets podcast on Wednesday, January 18th. But a reminder, if you're looking for more VSiN in your life, which how can you not with all the great sports betting content we provide on a daily basis? Easiest thing to get more information is to sign up for the VSiN Daily Newsletter. Just go to VSiN.com/newsletter, plug in your email, then you'll start to get the great newsletter to your inbox every single morning, letting you know what's going on at VSiN in particular, but also across the sports betting market, all the big games, the breakdowns, the best bets, the percentages, all included when you get that newsletter. But also, we got a great promo, only $10. To be exact, $9.99 gets you access for a full month of VSiN. as a pro member for the full month here, which will cover you to the Super Bowls or past the Super Bowl. So with that, you'll get all the articles behind the paywall, best bets sent to your email throughout the day, so you know what Mitch and Paul are on and the whole crew. By the way, I will be on Follow the Money here coming up in a second as my Wednesday morning routine. So I'm excited about that. You also get those DraftKings percentages, live stream of all the VSiN shows. So give it a shot. Sign up. Great time to do it. Only $10. You go to the bar. I'm in Boston. You go to the bar, a couple beers, and you tip the bartender. That's $10 versus $10 for a full month of service to help you make money. So it is worth it. Of course, follow us on Twitter at VSiN Live. You can follow me at Josh_Insights. But I wish you the best of luck. Have a fantastic Wednesday. As the wise man of VSiN, the Godfather, likes to say, hopefully you can cash some tickets. Because that's what it's all about. Enjoy the sweats, everyone. Good luck, and have a great Wednesday.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.